Spatula City.
Spatula, 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 spatula city.
Greatest show ever. UHF.
It's a movie, not a show.
It's a show to me. Because I play
Conan
the reruns.
The librarian. People weren't being quiet. He chopped those motherfuckers in half.
Bam. Whoops. Yeah. Whoops, Dennis. Whoops. Heather is going to be pissed.
I don't know what I did.
Father's Day edition. This is so dumb.
Starting off with a bang.
Insert cool music here. Listen.
I've been fucking around with that. It's going to take a little bit, but we'll get there. I like what I picked.
Did you try?
I did.
You did try?
I did.
How did it work?
Did.
Really? For real? You couldn't get anything to work?
I'll get it to work eventually.
Well,
I got to like download the clips into some sort of like Audacity or some bullshit and get them into there. I tried recording it.
People are laughing their balls off right now.
Yeah, because, you know, we're so technically advanced.
This is unbelievable.
I know.
So, what's today? The 17th? 6/17/2018. Father's
Happy
Day.
Happy Father's Day.
Same to you. Same to you. The shaky
shakes.
One to the walrus. Listen, I have a Father's Day gift for you, all right?
Can't wait.
All right, close your eyes. Totally open your butthole as I trip over the cord.
I'm not expecting this. I feel so bad. I didn't get you anything.
Yeah, well, you probably... I don't think it's going to be that big of a deal.
Is this a lot of fish? Feels
nope.
Like a lot of fish.
Well, it smells like it, but it's probably because of that's where it's been.
Heyo!
Check it out.
Holy guacamole.
Homemade microphone stand.
Wow.
Who says,
homemade.
Look at that thing.
Wow.
I found some old electrical rough-in boxes. I got some 5/8 threaded tube. A little threaded knob for you. They're a little high.
They are, but once the microphone comes down, who knows what'll happen.
Ready? Here we go.
Let's do this.
Insert microphone here.
Wow. It's staying. And it's leaning down. And
it totally looks like a
it's a
oh man.
It's going flaccid on us.
So for those of you on the web stream, you're gonna love the visual.
Yeah.
Now there's a screw somewhere in here to tighten it up.
I see
on the
it.
Side. Yeah. It's just not gonna work. I'm just gonna hold it like this.
I'm gonna hold it like this the whole time.
Good goosh. How was your Father's Day?
It was good. Kids, you know, made me some stuff. The wife let me sleep in a little bit.
Whoa.
It's beautiful.
What's a little bit?
A little bit is until, I think like 7:30.
Wow.
Yeah. Kids were up at 6, so.
Wow. What is that what time you usually get up, 6 o'clock?
No, we're usually up at 5:30.
Say again?
Yeah, 5:30.
5:30. The kids get up at 5:30?
Yeah. We got to get them dropped off at school at 7 a.m.
No, well, let's talk about Sunday. This is a Sunday, sir.
Yeah.
What time on Sunday?
Do you remember that kids don't know what weekends are? They don't sleep in on the weekends.
How dumb are your kids?
I know. They don't even know what calendars are or maps.
So stupid. South Austin for you.
I got to sleep in a bit. It was beautiful.
Really?
And got a little bit of a nap in as well.
Whoa. Yep. Were you fetted with gifts today, Dennis? Fetted?
I got a nice little fishing chair that has like a built-in cooler thing. And then like the homemade gifts the kids made me.
That is so weak. You got a fishing seat?
I can't wait to see what gems you got.
You're looking at it, buddy. Check out this t-shirt. This is a legit Marmont. Look at this guy. He's climbing upside down on a fucking ledge overlooking some trees.
Is that a marmot?
It's marmot. Marmot.
Wow.
It's a marmot. It's super comfortable.
What dollar store did they get that from?
The dollar store.
The dollar store.
Not only did they get this one, they got another one. They spent $2 on me.
Damn.
Big
$2 more than you deserved.
So I got to sleep in until like 7:30 because... the kids didn't wake me up, and they just started playing video games.
That's nice.
But then I was told there was going to be breakfast made for me, because normally I make breakfast, and then I had to wait till 8:30 till somebody got up and actually made breakfast. So yeah. That was a little bit of a downer.
Well, that, you can't win them all, as they say.
But guess what? The day turned around quickly when we went to dinner. Took out the father-in-law to dinner. His choice.
Let me guess. Hold on.
Money's no option.
Gonna have to go with... is there a Texas Roadhouse by you?
There is, but we didn't choose that one.
Where'd you go?
The Olive Garden. Do you want to know why?
The breadsticks are unlimited.
Because of the ambiance. I was told the ambiance is the reason why. And for the record, there's a 60-40 chance I'm going to shit myself tonight. My stomach is roiling. I threw up in my mouth on the way here and spit it out the side of the window. That's a true story, Olive Garden.
I wish you'd told me beforehand. I would have given you my $25 Olive Garden gift certificate I've had for over a year.
The place, the interesting thing about the Olive Garden is the food sucks, but the prices are unreasonable. So it doesn't make any sense to go there whatsoever. Yeah. I don't know how anyone in there can afford to pay that much for shitty food.
Because the Italian trio is that good.
The dad-in-law got the Italian trio.
Of course he did.
He got it and saved some. And he also saved some. He did a classic me move, which is he took the kids half-eaten pizza, put it in a box, and said, I'm going to eat this week.
Nothing says Olive Garden like pizza.
One of my sons.
Yeah.
The kid's the man. Loves pizza.
Who doesn't?
I tell you what, I don't like any of that food. And I was a staunch supporter of not going to Olive Garden. I said, this is my day. And then I was like, well, he's the patriarch. He's the older one. He's probably not going to be around forever. Meanwhile, he's going to outlive me.
Of course he is.
He's totally going to outlive me.
He's got that that immigrant mentality. Nothing's going to knock that guy down.
No. He's never had a broken bone, according to him.
Good for him.
He's never had a broken bone.
I have neither. I have never had a broken bone.
That's ridiculous.
And I played sports. And I got my teeth knocked out. Those bones.
I was at that fucking roadside dentist you go to.
No, that was Big Bro Jimbo.
Would you rather break your neck or break a boner?
A boner.
You're out of your fucking mind. I'd rather be in a full body cast than tear up the penis muscles.
You don't use that thing.
I don't use it. Granted. No, I use it. It says I use it.
You use it.
I use it. Nobody else gives it a passing glance, but
zero.
I use it a lot. But I also get like, you know, I mean, how many boners do you think you get a day?
A day?
Yeah.
If a stiff breeze comes the wrong way, I'm getting a boner.
There you go. So if you tear up your weensicle, you're going to have some serious problems.
A weensicle.
You can use popsicle sticks as your...
is the brace?
As your support.
Yeah. No, I mean, there's always been some close calls. You know, we're like, oh, shit, that hit the...
uvula.
No, it's like, I think it just broke in half and then, you know, just gotta backpedal a little bit.
Yeah.
And...
yeah, keep going. So what was going on?
The dude was like, hey, bro, give it to me.
Prison style.
Yeah.
Nice.
No, so... you know, you just kind of hit a roadblock, or you just come too far out, and when you go in again, it's just
a roadblock. The hell's in there? oops! I took a left when I was supposed to take a right.
Yeah, yeah.
Beep! It's a police stop.
Yeah. That being said, a broken neck, dude. I wouldn't want to be in a wheelchair ever. Ever.
No one said you had to be in a wheelchair.
Dude, you break your neck. That's what I think of when you say
neck brace.
I'll wear a neck brace.
Neck brace. I'm not talking about your paraplegic.
That's what I think of when
monkey
I think broken neck.
You think of monkey shines. Classic callback.
It is, yeah.
Classic callback. We should have a segment. We need to have some like music readily canned for these different things. We're like, classic callback.
Where is the fart machine?
I got it.
Oh, you do? Slide with some fire machine.
I got them both. I'll break them out if you want me to.
Well, it is Father's Day, and in honor of Father's Day, I want to read a story about Father of the Year, Maricelo de Jesus Martinez.
Whoop.
Who?
Wait, Scottish?
Yeah, he's from Edinburgh.
He's from Wales.
He had one daughter. And
responsible of him.
Decided, you know what? It's time for you to get married, so I'm going to sell you to this gentleman for $16,000, 160 cases of beer, 100 cases of soda, 50 cases of Gatorade, 2 cases of wine, and 6 cases of meat.
So this guy's a distributor.
Well,
okay. You could, he's an independent business owner. So how do you think that goes? Do you like evaluate like 160 cases of beer is usually $20, but I'm only paying 16 on the dollar, so that's good.
Yeah.
Is there, you think there's math on
pesos
there?
Pesos too, right? Most likely. I mean, I don't want to be racist, but
yeah, you don't want to be. You just nailed it. Because I was actually thinking they were from Arizona. Sheriff Joe is on top of it.
That dude's wearing pink right now in some outdoor labor camp.
Sheriff Joe is? Is he really?
Sheriff Joe, no, didn't he get released by Trump or something?
Probably.
But I'm saying that's the prison he ran. And so this guy who sold his daughter and the guy who bought her are both in jail now.
Where's the daughter? Yeah.
Maria Menounos.
Oh, I thought you were going to say divorce court. Dun, dun, dun. Judge Judy?
She didn't go through with it. She went to the cops instead.
Did she go to Wapner? How old was she?
Judge Wapner. she was 14.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
It's about time.
Do it for dad.
To bring forth the rhythm and the rhyme.
I'm going to get mine.
So get yours.
Let's stop there.
You don't want to know it's sweating out my pores?
No. I can see it. All right. It's just Olive Garden juice.
On the tip, it is. My stomach is roiling. I can barely slug down these brews.
But you can say slug down some brews.
I'm going to give it a yeoman's effort.
Just slug down.
So where did you see this thing about this dad?
Top 10 worst dads of all time.
Ooh, it was a Google one. How about celebrity worst dads?
There is one on this list, actually.
Let me guess. Mr. Joseph Jackson.
No, he's not on there.
Get the fuck out of here.
Nope.
Tom Arnold.
Nope.
Fuck.
Tom Arnold.
I don't know.
What did he do? I don't know. Was he a bad dad?
I don't know. He's crazy. Probably a bad dad. How about Woody Allen?
He definitely should be on this list, but he's not.
All right.
No, where is this guy? Oh, Marvin Gaye.
Marvin Gaye was a bad dad?
Marvin Gaye Sr.
All right. Wait a second. Which one was the singer, though? He could have been a senior, too.
Marvin Gaye Jr.
Are you assuming that?
No. I read the story.
All right. What did Pops Gaye do?
He shot and killed Marvin Gaye Jr. That's how he died.
All right. Is he a worse dad, or maybe was there... I didn't get my dad anything for Father's Day. Shit on the list. Really?
Yeah.
That's a little shocking.
Is it?
I don't know.
Joseph Stalin? He was a bad dude.
All right. Well, he's a bad dude all around. You can't think he's going to be outside playing catch with the kids.
Yeah. How about the dad of the baby from The Hangover? The little baby from The Hangover? There's one scene where Zach Galifianakis pretends to jerk his little weenus off.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the mother wouldn't sign off on that, but the father did. So they were able to use it.
Oh, I didn't know what you were saying.
Yeah.
You mean the real life dad of the baby.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. No, that's not cool. Hopefully that kid doesn't get recognized down there. Yeah. And you know who that kid was? Haley Joel Osment.
I was going to say that. Damn, we could have said it in unison. It would have been great.
We could have. I like these mic stands. They're working out all right for me.
Yeah, this one is still very loose, and I got to hold it the whole time.
It's other than that, I think it's great.
Yeah. I like how you're holding the mic stand instead of just holding the microphone. It's great.
It's easier that way.
Oh, it is? Okay.
I'm resting my arm on my... I'm sorry. My shoulders get a little tired.
Speaking of breaking a boner...
Wait. Hit the button. Oh, my God.
That was almost vomit?
Did it sound like it? Because it was close.
Yeah.
It was...
If you throw up, best podcast ever.
I hit a... really?
Best podcast ever.
I'm not staying clinging up.
That's okay. I have a dog.
That's what she said.
You just throw me a lukewarm rag and say, clean yourself up, sweetheart.
Here you go, kid.
Thanks for the memories.
You're racist, kid. Sorry, what were you saying?
I was saying, speaking of broken boners, have you ever used Viagra or another
stimulant?
Supplement? Yeah.
No, I wanted to go to, I did almost pull the trigger on one of those, what's it called? Like dusty root weed.
Oh, horny goat weed.
Horny goat weed. Yeah. At the old Piggly Wiggly.
Yeah.
But I didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Yeah.
How about you?
No. That, like I said, a stiff breeze and I'm ready to go. So.
I'm down.
Yeah.
I'm down.
I think that's the Irish Catholic in us. We just
I can't. Yeah.
Keep them going, but.
Well, yeah, I can't. Well, it's also because we talked about this last time. 2 minutes, 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Done.
Do you think our dads are still pounding away?
At each other? Yes.
Remember that time we walked in on them?
I know, and they were like, come on, join in.
Yeah.
Let the boy watch. Did you ever see that episode of Eastbound and Down? Where it was Craig Robinson, Will Ferrell, and Danny McBride. And, Danny McBride and Craig Robinson are like staring each other down. They're going to have a match because I think, I don't know.
Yeah, it was like a pitching competition.
Yeah, and Will Ferrell was like, I forget what the fuck he said. That's another segment of brain damage.
Another segment of Bill can't tell a story for a dog shit. Do you think you'll get to the point where you'll need to use Viagra? What do you think? Is it really is it an old man's thing? Or is it
a stimulant?
Like?
No. I would totally throw one in.
Yeah.
And then throw one in. Is it a suppository? Because that's double the pleasure.
Yeah.
I'll do one now.
Yeah. Put one on the tip of your dick. I'm going to get that suppository.
On the next episode of This Is So Dumb, Viagra suppository. What's the other one? Viagra, and then there's the other.
Cialis.
I wonder which one's better. That's the show we should do.
Yeah.
Viagra
versus
and then
Cialis.
Chase it down with a Cialis and see which one works better.
See one of us who can do pull-ups off the other one's boner.
There you go. We'll drill a hole in your bathroom door. I mean, well, it's a gentleman's hole. It's
not
it's not going to be something.
Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Really out of hand.
Yeah, I get you. Yeah.
I'm glad you get me. Dennis, you get me.
Yeah. You had me at drill a hole in my bathroom door.
That's right. So there's other worst fathers of all time.
Let me hear it.
Father Balcom, Father O'Sullivan.
Wow.
Both people that exist, by the way.
Yeah.
Both people that were excommunicated. Ba-da-ba-da-ba-ba.
So, you didn't get close enough.
I didn't?
Nope.
All right. How about this one?
Hold on. It's going to be well worth this. The payoff, it's going to be great. I was wrong. Wasn't worth it.
The slide whistle.
Yeah, isn't it crazy how many priests got...
Me?
Yeah. Who got you?
They all tried. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was very selective.
Yeah, no, it's just, it's fucking bananas, man. And how the church is still up and running, I don't know.
Lots of cash. Lots of cash, man. People believe. People want to believe.
They do. Speaking of people want to believe.
Yep.
Okay. Yesterday.
Hit me.
At our community pool.
Yep. Urine.
We get there at 10 a.m. and we're the only people there.
Mm-hmm.
About 11 o'clock. Kids are having a fucking blast. But 11 o'clock, about 30 plus people just pile in. I'm like, what the hell's going on?
Okay.
There's, you know, they have like the little hall, reception hall that you can rent out so you can do that shit. So yeah. I feel, oh, it must be a party, birthday party or something. Some kids start getting in the pool and stuff. And we're like, you know, it's getting a little too rambunctious. Let's head home. We'll have some lunch.
Sorry, rambunctious?
Rambunctious. We get out of the pool. We're getting our clothes on, all that fun stuff.
Forgot to hit the button.
And because we're getting our clothes on because we're nude while we're swimming.
Yep. Well, it's a community pool.
Yeah. And I hear one guy go, okay, everyone gather around.
All these people that were there.
All that people were there. One guy said, let's gather around, everybody. Gather around. I'm like, what the hell's going on?
Yeah.
We have five who are going to be baptized today. And I look at April and I mouth, what the fuck?
Baptized?
Five are going to be baptized at our community pool.
The community pool.
The community pool.
Did they shock the pool first? So they were cool with like, hey,
beeps
dip and
poops.
Go. Yeah. Probably some seam too.
If I was in it, so yeah,
big
definitely.
Time. Big time.
Yeah. So when did it become acceptable to dunk people for Jesus in a community pool?
Well, don't stop there. Tell me exactly. Did you stay to watch?
No. I took off.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah, I didn't want to be part of it, and I felt awkward as shit, and...
Have you seen these people before?
No, never seen them before. But what I did do was...
Are you serious? You took off? I would have absolutely stayed. You're insane.
Well, No, they're the insane ones. What if they tried to get me?
Dunk
yeah.
you?
Yeah. What if I was like, praise Jesus,
dude. And what
me.
If it was the greatest thing of your life? What if it was a revelation?
Yeah, it's already happened to me once.
What if they dunked you and then they gave you a swirly?
They dunked me in the toilet. This one goes in the toilet.
You thought that pee and urine was bad.
Yeah.
Pee and urine? It's the same thing.
Is it though?
Let's check it out. Swirly.
They taste the same.
So were these people in garb?
Nope.
Maybe some robes?
Nah, I think it was like a rock and roll pastor.
Rock and roll. Ow!
Yeah. He's like, hey, we're going to get baptized today in our two-piece bathing suits.
Wow, 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 wow. In a pool.
Yeah, he pulled out his electric guitar.
Yeah, he's like, no bathtub for you.
Yeah, I was just, you know, it was, he said it was four kids and one adult. Which is very exciting, and I'm like, I'm just looking at April. Like, we gotta get our kids out of here first of all.
Why he's gonna try to do it? It's just dunk. So he's gonna bless the pool.
That's what I was thinking. I'm like,
you gotta bless the pool,
right?
How's that? Do you throw like communion wafers in there? They're not Catholic, right? I mean, I would imagine that's Christian. It's gotta be.
Or Baptist.
I just had this because we're being baptized. I just had this conversation today with one of the boys where I tried to explain to them the difference between like. Regular Christianity and Catholicism. It's like Christianity and all the different variations of it. It's pretty loosey-goosey. Catholicism is where they rape you. So stay away. And he said, Papa.
But Dad.
I just want to play with my GoBots.
Leave me alone, Dad.
Do you remember GoBots? They were like the cheap version of Transformers.
Remember GoLords from SNL?
That's Gaylords.
No, GoLords.
Oh.
GoLords, GoLords. Say that three times fast.
Go loads.
I do remember Ambiguously Gay Duo, too.
Ambiguously Gay. That's unbelievable that was Steve Carell and...
In what's his face?
Yes.
The dude from Stephen Colbert?
Nope.
Conan O'Brien?
John Hamm.
Was it John Hamm?
No, Stephen Colbert.
Okay. That's what I thought. But they did a live action one time on SNL.
Did they?
Yeah.
I didn't see that one.
Yeah, it was funny.
Was it as funny as David S. Pumpkins?
I saw that.
I'm David Pumpkins. That was so good.
They're like, how many floors are left? They're like, there's 100 floors. Yeah. So stupid. David S. Pumpkins.
David S. Pumpkins is the man.
Yeah, you pulled one over on me there.
On the David S. Pumpkins thing?
Yeah, wasn't that
I'm
good?
Sorry, expand your mind. You know what? You got to dabble a little bit. You can't always watch...
All right.
Your other favorite things. I'm not going to name the name of this podcast that sucks balls that you...
I can't believe you didn't like that.
Recommend it to me? I'm just going to explain it as there's one guy who looks like a terrorist, but really he's just the hairiest Greek guy you'll ever meet. There's a woman who never shows up because she always has family responsibilities or something on the three episodes that I've heard. And then there's Paul Scheer. So I'm not going to tell you what it is. I'm just going to tell you that it's brutally unfunny.
Yeah. The girl is Paul Scheer's wife.
Is it really? Yeah. No wonder why she doesn't show up. She's trying to run away from him. Fucking unfunny bastard. I don't know what podcast you're talking about. I'm just talking in general. In general, if Paul Scheer's on this podcast...
It's bad.
He's terrible.
I mean,
everything that he's done before, this is like seeing your dad's dick.
It just ruined it for you?
Yes.
You just want to put it in your mouth?
I just want to be blindfolded like I normally am.
You still want in the same spots.
Papa, papa.
Yeah, I think it was hilarious, especially the Bloodsport one, to find out that Frank Dukes was based on a real guy.
You didn't know that?
No. No idea.
Are you serious?
Yeah, my whole
it's
life.
At the end of the movie.
Yeah, man, I saw the movie when I was a kid. I don't remember that.
Frank Dukes is the balls. Apparently. I watched Bloodsport like 1,000 times, probably.
Yeah, me too.
I tried to do a split, and I tore my sack. Had to go to the doc.
Yeah.
Had to show him my tests.
I still got that giant one, dude. Still giant.
I thought I had problems. I'd rather have two bad shoulders, three blown out discs, and epilepsy rather than whatever you have in your pants.
Yeah.
Because I know I get my kibbles and bits are right where they're supposed to be.
They're where they're supposed to be. Just one of them is gigantic.
That fucking orb. It looks like an ogre that has one eye bigger than it, and it tastes like shit.
That's because I wipe my balls in my butthole.
That's because they're usually elbow deep in somebody's taint region. Tainticular.
That taint right to say.
That is taint right. Anyway, that show is terrible, first of all. And I'm really unhappy that you showed it to me. Because they review terrible movies.
That's, yeah, which we actually had talked about doing.
Right.
Yeah.
So we have to stop listening to other podcasts. No, actually, you can listen whatever you want. I've stopped listening to you.
That's a good idea.
You have a terrible sense of humor.
It's true.
This is evident. Actually, you turned me on to the Eric Andre show. That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
That is pretty fucking ridiculously funny. Yeah.
I have tears streaming down my face when I watch that. Like, this makes no goddamn sense. Because I cry. I cry a bit.
Secret lover.
Sunday. Back to work tomorrow.
Sunday. That was an awesome transition right there.
Thank you. Back to work tomorrow.
Yep.
Phone fiasco.
Foam.
Phone. Telephone.
Oh, I thought you said foam fiasco. I was like,
suckers.
Rave. Speaking of rave.
We, so got that new phone. He fucking deleted all my contacts, fucked up my cloud backup.
Start from the top. I was bored with this story when you first told it. Everybody else should be that bored.
I'm going to start in the middle. Went and got a new phone.
Yep.
The motherfucker told me I'm good to go and just back up my iCloud. I did it. And then halfway through, I guess it failed, and he called me, told me it failed. Bill, baby, Will, don't vomit everywhere.
I swear to God, I'm a throat.
And you know, it's not.
Can you just refer to me as Shaky? Okay. It'd be way easier.
Okay, Shaky. It's not the fact that, okay, I got to get all my new contacts.
Which distributor are we talking about here?
Verizon. Yeah.
Isn't that Thomas Middleditch's?
I think so.
I hate that guy.
You're just jealous that he got a...
No. No, I'm not. I think he's a terrible actor.
He's good for the role he plays.
Yes, and then he plays that role all the time.
That's him.
Yeah. Keep milking that fucking show, dude. I would. Sorry, go ahead.
Basically, he fucked me. And we get home trying to start our shit and come to find out he never even activated our goddamn phones. So then we're on, like, Verizon's closed. You can't call their corporate office. So we got to type to the fucking lady in India to get us hooked up.
Were you going to try to talk to, like, the CTO or something?
No.
You call the corporate office?
No, just talk to someone who can say, hey, you know.
Hello.
Yeah.
I've been a five-year member of your services, and I demand respect.
No, it's just...
So he wiped out your phone.
Yeah, he wiped out my phone. He didn't even activate them, so he spent all night trying to fucking activate them.
Are you doing regular backups on your iPhone?
Yes.
Doesn't sound like it, because then you'd have a backup.
No, because what happened was...
Okay.
Halfway through the backup, latest backup, because I was in the story, said, back it up one more time. Middle of the backup.
Back it up.
It failed. And he goes, he calls me and says,
what's his name?
Your backup failed. It's like Yohai or something like that. Some weird fucking name.
Okay, so he's Swedish.
And he said, it failed all the way through. It didn't get all the way through. It failed in the middle of it. I'm like, fuck it. I just used the previous backup. That's fine.
What? Yeah.
He says, okay, I'm going to delete the phone then. You know, thank you. We go through all the thing, and then, hey, it's not even fucking set up yet. So as I try to set my phone up, it's sending me text messages, but it's sending it to the old fucking phone. It's not sending it to me yet because he never really set it up. Then.
Shit. Wait.
Then.
Do it again.
No.
Ready? Ready?
I don't have another one in me.
Okay. I turned it all the way down.
Okay.
Do it.
I don't have another one. Shaky. Stop.
All right, here we go.
Okay. What do we do it? So, the fucking guy There's big blips in our system here.
Yeah, can I just say something?
Yeah.
Can I? I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt because this is a really good story. Don't ever say I can't tell a story again.
I know.
This is... I don't know why you started... You insisted on starting in the middle. There's all kinds of... You're just upset.
I am. I'm pissed. All right,
listen. Get it off your chest. Your ample chest.
My kid told me that I have big boobs today. Said... Mom's got big boobs. Me and Grace, we don't have big boobs. Dad, you got real big boobs.
That you have a man's chest.
I was like, they're called pectorals.
Yeah.
I shook them.
You son of a bitch.
By going,
check out this.
Like that.
You Bronskied him?
I Bronskied him.
Oh, no.
Yep. Got to teach him young about the Bronski.
Not the way you should go about doing that. All right. Yeah. So long story short.
Long story short, he fucked me. And when I went to go install the fucking iCloud, it said there was only one. Backup. It said incomplete backup. Backup failed. No.
Fuck.
Yeah. So
let me tell you something. This is an actual
Let me tell you something.
This is an actual treat for you. This is an opportunity for you to wipe the slate clean. Go get a flip phone. Right? And just forget you ever even heard of an actual device like that.
I actually use it a lot for work. So I have to have it.
No, you think you have to have it. You don't. This is a gift from the iPhone gods. Verizon has done you a solid. They said, I'm going to do you a solid, brother. And they pounded you. I mean, with a fist.
Yeah, I know.
But not, they didn't fist you. They just stuck their fist out, expecting you. So anyway, they did you a solid.
Kid said today, miss me. Now you got to fist me. Instead of...
Which kid?
My son.
Okay.
And my wife, tears running down her face.
Really?
Yeah. Of shame.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, my son from the back seat on the way back from Olive Garden, as I'm bent over, in just gastrointestinal pain, says, what's a porn site? It's like, whoop. Why? What are you reading? And he's like, I was like, you could spell it. And he goes, PornSite. I was like, oh, that's what it spells. It was a graphic novel, an X-Men graphic novel.
Yeah.
And not really sure of the context that was there. But then I was like, well, it's kind of an adult site. And usually, like, you give him, like, he's like, what's a paradigm? And you're like, well, it's this. And he's like, nah. But this one, nope, he wasn't letting it go. He's like, what do you mean adult site? What do they have on there? Like swears and stuff? I was like, well, maybe swears and stuff. Well, what other stuff do they have on there?
I need to know, Dad.
Dicks and cunts. That's what they have, dicks and cunts. Yeah,
they're big dicks.
I learned it from watching you, all right?
Look at the fucking screen.
I was upset.
No, did he let it go at dicks and cunts, or...
Yeah, well, he knows what those are.
Of course he does. He taught me those words.
I said, a dick is your uncle.
A cunt is your mother.
And how fucking dare you?
That was hilarious.
No, it's not. That is not. No. No, Dennis. I'm going to hit you in the nose with a newspaper. You know how much trouble I'm going to be? This is the kind of shit that Heather just turns off at.
I know. Fucking sorry, Heather.
Heather. All right. Speaking of which, 3 Danny DeVito movies. Go.
Really?
Yep.
Be Cool. No. Get Shorty. That's the sequel. Get Shorty.
He's in Get Shorty?
He is Shorty.
Huh. That's kind of racist.
It was sizist, I guess. Twins.
Yep.
And Batman.
Jesus, I didn't have any of those ones.
I want to give you some more. Oh, my favorite, that one that he's in?
Yeah.
Death to Smoochie.
Was he in that one?
Yeah.
Shit. Yeah. I had like Throw Mama from the Train.
Yep.
Ruthless People.
Okay.
There was another one too. I forget what it was. It was a good one though.
Was it Death to Smoochie?
No. Was it Smoochie, my Smoochie?
He was so great in It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. So fucking great.
Was so great? Is that show over?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, we got a lot going on today with the burps.
By we, you mean you in particular.
Man, I really am struggling.
This episode brought to you by Olive Garden.
Bro, oh man,
for
sponsor.
All your
we should do a quick sponsor shout out.
We should.
Olive Garden, thank you for being a sponsor. I'm literally going to call them a sponsor because they're giving me a ton of fucking content today. By content, I mean fucking diarrhea. Blowback. We got, our boys over at 14 Finches.
Telling you, man, that dude pulled through today.
14 Finches. 14 Finches developed a...
logo.
Thank you.
I was
about to just drop down into a hole, and I couldn't remember the word or what I was talking about.
A design of... content
choice. And if you want to see it, go to thisissodumb.com, our new website.
What?
Which does not have any website hosting thing, so you won't see it there. Yeah. But you will soon.
Yep.
The new logo.
Yeah. I think so,
14finches.com, not to be confused with 14inches.com,
which is a porn site.
Our
then.
Other, exactly, that my son found today. you can go 14 Finches, the number 14, or you can just spell out 14. Or you can just do whatever the fuck you want. Yeah. I don't care.
Yeah.
But our boys at 14 Finches hooked us up big.
Yeah, our boy at 14 Finches.
Whatever. Are you sure it's only one guy?
I don't know.
Me neither.
But no, that thing came out great.
Yeah, it looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Which color did you like?
I think blue, believe it or not.
Really? I like Asian.
Touche.
It's just me.
So you like the yellow one?
What?
Oh, I thought what you meant.
So racist. Oh. I like half yellow. yeah, it's looking good. It's looking good. Have you ever had Obsession for men?
Yeah, Calvin Klein.
So I found some on a camping trip with some Boy Scouts. Not lying.
Keep going.
Not lying. I went in. It was at this one of the guys. Houses, his like summer house or whatever they call it. What do they call those fucking places?
Cabin?
No. Up north, we have summer houses. Down here, they have like where people get raped.
Oh, outhouses.
Farms and shit. People have like land. I got land where I go shooting.
Oh, like a lease.
A deer blind.
A lease.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I went into the bathroom in this place. It's like people live there or whatever. Went into the bathroom. There was Obsession sitting right there. And I was like, I got to try this shit on. And I never knew how fucking potent that shit is.
Yeah.
I put a whiff on myself and immediately almost passed out from the fumes.
Okay. You're wearing that on a farm or a ranch or where the fuck you are.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to smell it.
Everybody. Everybody came. And by the way, I got so much ass that weekend.
Man, those boys pounded you.
They had no idea what was coming for them.
Yeah, I was more of a CK1 guy.
Really? How about Drakkar?
Drakkar.
Was that beyond your time?
Nope.
You're like, what, 8 years younger?
Something like that. Something like that. Hey, we're being interrupted right now. Daddy. Yes, son.
Gracie's being mean to me and
Mama. Do you need me to go spank her butt?
Uh-oh. Hey, right. Desmond, no names.
Thanks for that.
Let me hang on. Turn it down. Sorry. No name. Oh, whoops. That was mine.
No names.
There we go.
That was perfect.
Does that work?
Yeah.
You can probably blot that out. Wait a second. Is this working?
I don't know. Anyways, that happened.
I can't believe this is a professional studio. I can't believe it's just little kids just walking off the street. I'm gonna have a word with our producer Dave.
Fucking Dave.
How fired are you?
Dave, stop tucking your sack back. What are you doing? What the hell are you doing, Dave?
If I've told you once, I've told you 100 times, the bulldog is not funny when we're doing this show. It's just not cool.
Do you own cologne at all right now?
No. In fact, I just went, I needed to get some new deodorant. And I went with Old Spice.
That's my old go-to, but it started burning my armpits.
Yeah, it's not the best. I'm going to be honest with you. And I went with the double pack, which means I'm pot committed for like 2 months.
2 months.
Pot committed.
Do you shave your armpits?
No.
Seriously?
Yeah.
It doesn't get out of hand down there?
No. Down there. I guess it's below my head, but I wouldn't call it down there.
I do. I can't move my arms, so I do call it down there. Yeah. Really?
Yeah, really. Okay. Go ahead, dude.
All right.
I'm going to have a little talking with the spouse.
Listen, producer Dave needs to understand that if he needs to go potty, he just goes.
Yeah.
He doesn't need to tell us.
Listen, producer Dave, let me know when you're done so I can wipe you.
So, do you have those seats that don't close on your ween, like they don't slam down?
Yeah, self-closing seats.
Here's another one. We're all coming in. Hey, who's this?
Which one's that?
I'll take care of this.
Perfect.
We need the slide whistle for that. Have you ever found that to be effective? Like, it definitely saved a broken peen by not having... Because we didn't have those.
I got to tell you,
penis repercussions.
I get older... Well, first of all, I've never closed the one on myself.
Neither did I.
Secondly, have you zippered yourself in yourself?
Fucking A.
Oh, dude.
I mean...
That changes lives.
Yes, sort of.
The Dave.
It's
Dave
hilarious.
Flushes. Yeah.
Dave flushes and he finds it hilarious.
No, I at one point.
Yeah. How many points?
At one point, well, as I get older.
Producer Dave's got a babe.
As I get older, I.
Bye, producer Dave. Bye, Dave's girlfriend.
Hey, dude, say hi into Uncle Bill's mic. Good job.
We got Uncle Dave right where we want him. We only have to pay him in goldfish.
As I get older. Yeah. Lock that fucking door.
Oh, I didn't know we had one on there. There we go.
As I get older.
Why'd the lights dim?
Sit pees.
That's a mask. What?
Sit pees.
I don't know what that means.
That means I sit when I pee a lot more than I ever did.
Oh, at night? Oh, I'm totally. Oh, I totally do that.
Only at night, that's the only way to go.
No.
I don't turn
during
I can't
the day?
I get interrupted so much, and I get no time to...
So you feel like you want to relax.
Yeah.
It's like
it's just a second to sit down.
Yeah.
You know? I take advantage of it.
I only at night.
Like at work or restaurants, stuff like that?
Restaurants!
Fancy when I'm in restaurants.
The Louvre? Of course.
You know,
when I'm on trial, I mean, of course. They don't let you sit down. You have leg shackles on. It's uncomfortable. Can't even get the jumpsuit off.
But I find myself just enjoying more and more sit pee.
Really?
Yeah.
Enjoying or?
Just the second to just sit down. It's nice.
No, it's just like a relaxing.
Yeah.
Because it'll take longer anyway. Because then you're like, hey, I'm pretending like I'm taking a crap.
Yep.
And I get the extra time.
Yeah.
To just hang.
Exactly.
Hanging and banging. It's beautiful. Your balls ever touched the toilet water?
Absolutely. Especially with this giant one.
Thing weighs that thing down. That is an anchor of a testicle.
It is. Yeah.
That's gross. Yeah. It's fucking awful.
Look at this thing.
Yep. Just rubbing its butt on the ground.
Yep.
There's a lot of ambient video that could be taken right now.
Yeah.
That would explain a lot. Producer Dave, stop rubbing your butt on the ground. That guy is brutal.
Kid's crazy.
We got to get a better producer. This guy can't even get music for us on this thing.
It's true. But you know what? We pay him in goldfish, like you said.
We pay him in goldfish and gummy bears. And that's what it is. Because Stone Cold said so.
Damn. I don't know what that means, but I agree.
If you saw Vinny...
From Jersey Shore?
From Jersey Shore in the mall, would you be a little excited... Or would you be fucking really excited? Literally. Let's say you're at a Forever 21 and you're looking through clothes. And all of a sudden you peek over and there's Vinny. Would you be crazy psyched excited?
Would I go up to him at all? Zero chance I would.
You would stare at him to find out what he was buying at Forever 21, though.
Forever 21 have guys' clothes?
Nope.
Oh.
I don't know what you're doing in there, first off. So maybe you guys just give the old head nod, like, I know what you're up to.
Yeah.
Something for the girl.
Yep.
Something for the G-Friend. Which reminds me, I was in, this is a true story, I was in Target. Yep, I shopped there, okay, with the little folk.
Big money.
And I'm looking through T-shirts, because that's where I get all my ironic tees.
Your Mossimo T-shirts?
Behind me.
Stussy?
It's Marmont. It's Marmont. Behind me, I hear this woman say, no, we're not getting that. Now, it's evident that this woman has an older boy, kid's probably about 11, 12, and a younger girl, I'm going to say she's like 8. Pretty quickly, you can understand that the boy calls this individual Carl, and the little girl says Dad. And they seem to be referring to the same person. So the mom, I think, at some point during the transition, has divorced, has gotten a boyfriend that's actually the dad of this little girl.
Okay.
So she keeps saying, the guy said, the kids keep saying, Carl is going to love this. And she's, and the mom keeps saying, no, Carl is not going to love that. And the little girl keeps saying, I want to get this for Dad. This is all going on behind me. Kid keeps it up. He's like, no, take a look. This is perfect for him. So it keeps going on and on. He's I really want to buy this for Carl. And she turns to him and says, for the last time, Carl is not gay. I turn around and the kid's holding up this cut gray sweatshirt. This is pride across the front of it. And she looks at me and I was like, and the kid looks at me and he gives the old like, right? And I said, I don't know if Carl's going to like that either, but I think it's hilarious.
Yeah.
And so they go about it. She's like, let's go. She's like half embarrassed. She's like, let's get out of here. I go back to what I'm doing. And then she goes, no, he doesn't want a gay fanny pack either. And the kid's holding up this rainbow fanny pack and he just shrugs his shoulders and leaves. And then I turn the other way and there's a black kid with a fanny pack. He goes, really? It was the most awesome fucking trip to Target ever.
That was pretty cool.
I told my wife that story, and she said, you just made up every bit of that.
No, you couldn't have made that up.
I could not have made that up. No. I don't tell stories that good.
Carl? Who'd you come up with that name?
Carl.
What do you think it was, with a K or a C?
It was a hot Carl.
What's a hot Carl? Tell the listeners at home.
So we take a shit on somebody's face. Or is it their chest?
No, that's a Cleveland steamer.
Which is hot Carl's a face? You would know.
It's true.
I'm gonna look up hot Carl.
Let's ask Siri.
Alright.
Siri, what is a hot Carl?
Happy Father's Day.
What?
Siri, what is a hot Carl?
Okay, I found this on the web for what is a hot Carl.
It's the act of defecating on someone's face.
Thank you. I knew it. How does that, where did that come from? This poor bastard Carl got a Dugan on his face. Someone took a picture of it and said,
poor bastard?
That's
more
a hot
like
Carl.
Fucking cool dude.
Way cool. I wonder if it's the same Carl.
Oh, probably. That's probably why he is gay.
Was it Karl Marx or Richard Marx?
It was one of the Marx brothers.
Oh, man. My younger son last night was like, hey, listen, I want to see the Three Stooges. Is it appropriate for me to see it? Or what is it rated, he said. And I said, it's probably rated G. And he said, forget it.
I haven't dabbled at all.
Three Stooges?
Yeah.
For real?
For real.
You'll listen to that piece of shit podcast and laugh your ass off, but you won't watch The Three Stooges?
No. I wouldn't say that I wouldn't watch it.
Slapstick at its finest. No, yeah. I think you just said that.
No. I said I haven't.
Live tweet us right now, because we're not going to do playback. Dummies, live tweet us.
We don't know how to do playback. Because we are also dummies.
We don't know how to get... Yeah. Actually, you know what? I think I'm out of... No, I didn't do this. It's so dumb. Twitter. I have to now before somebody... I mean, one of the thousands of listeners actually is going to jump it up.
Heather.
You bitch.
So, Did you read this news article about the girl tailgating, having a couple beers?
Yes.
Puts her head in the tailpipe.
Yeah. Puts her banana in the tailpipe.
What a fucking dingbat.
I love that.
Gets stuck.
I was always thinking that... anyway, this girl is like a teenager, right? She's like 16?
Yeah.
Something like that. And she's shit-faced at a monster truck show and says to herself, I wonder if my head fits in this tailpipe.
Yeah.
And normally I love porn like that. But this girl was fully clothed.
Yeah.
In a public place. And I don't like public porn. Not my deal.
Oh, it's mine. Love it.
For real?
Grope porn.
Who?
Grope.
Grope? Yeah. Groot? Like Grope. From Guardians of the Galaxy?
Grope.
I am Groot.
Vin Diesel at his finest. His finest acting gig.
That actually might be his finest acting.
It is.
They should animate Vin Diesel all the time.
Yeah. No, but she tweeted afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm the girl who got her head stuck in the tailpipe. What of it? Jealous much? No shame.
This is the downfall of society.
Oh, man, we are fucking doomed.
This is so great. We're not going to live past fucking 70.
Yeah, it's fine.
These kids. Yeah. I'm probably not going to live past 70 anyway.
Yeah, you got a disease.
Best thing that could happen to me is I fucking fall over the day before I retire. And that way, pension and life insurance.
Damn.
I wish I was your lover.
Wouldn't they still get pension and life insurance?
Well, no, I'd have to buy life insurance. You think anyone's going to insure this fucking life at this point?
Yeah, that's true.
Four times your base salary, motherfucker.
That's like 80 grand.
Eight? That's like eight figures if you include the 0.00.
Yeah, stop.
I'm rolling in fucking cash. Well, I'm sorry. Oh, stop.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
0.00.
Nice shirt.
That's how funny this show is.
Is that fucking splooge on that thing? You wash that thing so many times that you can't even see the flag on there. Looks Italian.
How dare you?
Embarrassment.
How dare you?
Embarrassment of riches. Yeah. So that girl, that's awesome. That she's stuck her. Huh?
Florida?
Probably.
Most likely.
Do we even need to ask?
Yeah.
I didn't know Florida was full of so much fuck-ups until then. Yeah. Until then. What's then? I don't know.
Yeah.
You know what? We stayed at, we went to Disney, stayed at a resort that probably 6 months before an alligator had grabbed a kid. Crocodile, whatever the
fuck
it
was. Did you stay at that same place?
Yeah, same place.
Yeah.
It was,
an alligator in Florida. Alligator.
I don't know where the fuck it is. But I also watched a video last night of a python that ate a man.
Yeah. There was one, I think it ate a lady. He was picking corn in Indonesia.
Yeah, but then I saw, I went to the video one.
Yeah.
The video, because they were like, this is the same as what happened when they got a video of a man being like.
Getting taken out of the stomach or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is fucking creepy.
Yeah.
Because he's wearing shorts.
Ugh, gross.
I know.
He's wearing socks and sandals.
And the
fucking guy deserved to be eaten.
Exactly. It's like, where does this guy get off?
Yeah, man. It's crazy. Like, to know that you can get eaten by a fucking. Like, they couldn't eat me.
That
but,
thing is
like a small
thing
Asian
was
lady.
Fucking huge. No, that thing could eat you.
Me?
Legit. I then watched. Well, maybe not you. Definitely me. I then watched a video. You know how you get down that rabbit hole of YouTube? So
always.
Then I watched a video of a boa eating a baby alligator.
Yeah.
And it was time lapse, and it took forever, this poor thing. But, I mean, the thing was basically, and you could see the tail was all you could see out of its mouth, and it was still, like, shaking around. The motherfucker was breathing.
Gross.
You think a guy died before he ate it?
No. Oh, I don't know. Did
he
constrict? It might have constricted him first, right?
Yeah, but it didn't do that to the alligator. This little baby crocodile, whatever the fuck it was.
Man, you got to brush up on your crocodile versus alligator anatomy.
I tell Crocodile Dundee will tell me.
It's true.
That's not a snake.
Do you see that there's a new movie coming out, Crocodile Dundee?
Is it one of the Hemsworth brothers?
No, he is in it. But the son of Crocodile Dundee is Danny McBride.
Bindi?
No, Danny McBride.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I bet that's going to be good.
He's from
I thought you meant the Crocodile Hunter, the guy that died.
No, Crocodile Dundee.
How did the crocodile hunter die? Did he get speared by a...
stingray.
You know what? When you fuck with nature enough...
It fucks you back.
Fucks you back.
Yeah.
Danny McBride's pretty funny. I bet that's going to be good.
I hope so. Or just ruin that whole franchise, but...
Yeah, yeah. No, yeah, that definitely... That franchise didn't get ruined by doing Crocodile Dundee 7. Life in the Big City.
Back in the habit.
Back in the habit.
Oh, man. Jesus. Yeah, man, I saw... Did you see there was a video of... the crocodile, someone, there's like a bunch of like saltwater crocodiles, the big fucking things. And someone throws out like a chicken bone, and the crocodile like kind of is like wonky, and he grabs the leg of another crocodile and does the fucking death roll.
And no.
Just rips the leg off and just eats it. And the other one just kind of looks down at the stump and is like, you dick. But like, no emotion.
Thanks a lot, Barry.
Yeah, thanks. So you fat fuck. Couldn't even turn your fat
you
body.
Stupid motherfucker.
Yeah, but man, that death roll is something serious.
You got it right.
Yeah.
I hope that never happens to me.
Yeah. Keep yourself out of crocodile.
Can you imagine like a death roll in bed?
Yeah,
stick your ween in something and such a death roll. That's a broken penis right there.
Yeah, hell yeah, it is. Callback to the beginning of the show.
Callback, Heather. We know you like it. We wrapped it up nicely.
With a bow.
With a bow. Nair.
Gotta say,
yeah,
not our best podcast.
No, it's a little janky. You know what? Let's let the people decide.
You know what it is? I blame Olive Garden. Fuck you, Olive Garden.
Olive Garden, and then this phone mishap is really playing with your mind.
It is.
It's really setting you aside.
Fucked me all up.
You know what was wrong with this podcast? This was so dumb.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So dumb.
So dumb.